Hype Network presents.
In this episode, this is especially a birthday episode at the time of this recording. So this is going to be fun. There's tons of things. There's tons of discovery stuff that we can figure out in this conversation. Or it's just a simple hangout. So if you're ready, let's go. Shall we? Let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. And before we get into this episode, of course, the usuals, newsletter. Guys, if you're interested, join us. And if you like this episode, leave us a thumbs up on YouTube. If not, you're listening to this on Spotify, give us a follow. So with all of that out of the way, let's talk about today's episode. Today's episode is my birthday episode, so it's kind of fun, and I'm excited because this is the last chapter of me hitting my 30th, and yes, I am indeed 29 years old. Guys, don't roast me in the comment section. So I decided to. It so happens that the episode was released on a Wednesday, so. And you know, I always release an episode on Wednesday. So, there's so many souls in this episode. I don't know, you guys can have a drinking game on this. There is stuff that I want to talk about. I want to reflect on the past 10 years that I've existed, first of all. Some few couple of reflections and some advices that I learned along the way for those who are transitioning into to the 20s of your lifetime. It's going to be an interesting ride. So first, let's talk about reflection here. Of course, looking back, there are a lot of good things that happened in my life, and I'm truly grateful. And one is, of course, the ability to travel from one country to the other, experiencing new cultures, new ideologies, new beliefs, and getting to know a lot of people far beyond the Philippine sphere. And it's just an interesting journey that at least I was exposed to that experience. And then of course, not everything that I've learned in life came easy just because I got the ability to travel. Of course, everything came at the cost of struggles. But if you are persistent, patient, and you have the ability to push through, just keep going. Take the moments off if you need to, and just keep learning and keep pushing, which is pretty interesting. It's an interesting journey, to say the least. What else? If you're entering, let's talk about advices. I just want to keep this episode short and simple. Advices for those who are turning 20s and heading into the 20s. Guys, don't be scared. This is the most exciting part of your life. It's okay to fail and learn and grow. Take the time off to make a decision for yourself whether what it is that you want to do. And if you're in a wrong path, it's okay. Just keep going, and then once you have the freedom, once you have the ability to buy your freedom from it, meaning to say, what I meant by that in context is if you are heading into college and then you made a mistake by choosing a wrong course which didn't feel right for you, I guess the best decision is first, before you even think of entering college, is to think about what you want to do in the future. Or at the most, enjoy every moment that you have if you think you went to the wrong course, and learn as much outside as much as you are in your course, because that can help you in the long term. Socialize, one skill that I've always enjoyed, socialize outside your circle, and just keep going when it comes to the struggles, because eventually these lessons that you will go through will be the stepping stones to how you can overcome such objections in life if given the circumstance. So yeah, I mean, that's my birthday gift episode for you, advice for you guys. I want to say thank you guys, for if you guys are listening and tuning in, thank you for the birthday wishes. And I'm excited to see what 29 is going to be and how I'm going to end the chapter off and head into 30th. I'm so excited. So with that in mind, cheers, folks, and I will see you in the next episode.